Shkedvacha. I hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We are continuing with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Avi Mori, Arav Hillel, B'meir, Chalmechal, Arreini, Kaparas, Mishkabo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha. We are in Sefer Yirmiyahu, and we are going to study Perek Lamed Hei today. It's a 19-pasuk Perek, and it's going to tell us a story from the Rechavites. And of course, to do so, the Navi begins, and we go back a drop in time. Last time we left off, we were talking about the final King Tzidkiyahu's reign. Hadavar asher ayal Yirmiyahu me'es Hashem b'mei Yehoyakim ben Yoshio melech Yehuda. He goes back now to the period of the days of Yehoyakim. Now, our Barbanel comments over here that here, Nevuos are not recorded necessarily in chronological order, since as we just saw, the last one was about Tzidkiyahu. Here we're going back to the earlier period of Yehoyakim. So the Abarmanel conjectures that the Nevuos were collected by Anshe Knesset HaGedola and arranged in the order that they found them, not necessarily chronologically. Now, if Yirmiyahu was the final editor, the Gemara of Basra seems to suggest that he was, maybe he wrote them as he recalled them, or as he wrote them out in different Megillos, and he put them together in an order in which he found them. Barbanel also suggests that although the Nevuah came to Yirmiyahu during Yehoyakim's reign, he told the people about it in conjunction with the castigation of their issue that we talked about last time about taking the slaves back. So here we are talking in the time of Yehoyakim, and Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, and he says, look, Haloch al beis ha-rechavim, I want you to go to the Rechavim, to the house of the Rechavim, who are the sons of Yonadab ben Rechav, and they were the sons of Yisro, Rashi explains. I want you to take them and bring them to one of the chambers and give them wine to drink. So, as Yazna ben Yirmiyahu ben Chabad Sanya, as Echab as Kobana as Kobes Arechabim. So I took them, Vavi Osam Obeis Hashem Alishkas ben Echanan ben Yigdal Yahu, Ishalokim. So I took them to the office of of Hanan ben Yigdalyo, who was Ishalokim, was the prophet. He was a Navi, right? Asher Itzalishkas Asar Mashamimalishkas Masio ben Shulam Shomer Asaf. That was there, which was on top of the office of Masia ben Shalom, who was in charge of the Kalim. Vatein Lifnei Beis Harichabim Gvim Leim Yayim Vekosos. I gave them these goblets and cups to pour the wine from the goblets, and they're all filled with wine. Va'omar Leim Shesu Yayim, so I told them to drink wine. Va'yomer Lo Nishta Yayim Ki Yonadav Ben Rechav Avinu Tziva Aleinu Lemor Lo Tishtu Yayim Atem Uvneichem Ad Olam. So they said, we can't, because Yonadav Ben Rechav made a decision close to 300 years before Yehoyakim. Yonadab ben Rechav assumed when Yehu ben Nimshi took over the throne, he was told, don't drink wine forever. Instead, they were told, don't build big houses. Don't have big vineyards, etc., by getting them as gifts. Live in tents, because you are indeed the children of Gerim, and so you'll be able to move around, right? And we don't want you to be stuck in one place. By being able to move around, says Radak, in the event of a catastrophe, you don't have to be all worried about your possessions. You'll be able to take them with you all the way through. So, Vanishma v'kol Yonadav ben Rechav Avinu. We all listened. That's what we did. L'chol asher tzivanu l'vilti shesos yayin kol yameinu anachnu nishenu b'neinu v'noseinu. We don't drink wine. L'vilti b'nos batim l'shivtenu b'kerem v'sada v'zara lo yelanu. We don't build big houses. We don't have vineyards and fields and seeds. What do we do instead? Vanisha ba'alim vanishma banas k'chol asher tzivanu Yonadav Avinu. We do whatever we do, and we listen to Yonadav. So when Nebuchadnezzar came through the land, we went up to Yerushalayim, and we lived in Yerushalayim. Why? Because we were able to get into the city. So with that idea in mind, Hashem speaks to Yirmiyahu in Pasuk Yud Beis, and he says, "Kol Amar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, Aloch Ba'amar Talish Yehuda Yoshu Yerushalayim, Aloch Sekhu Musar Lishmo El Devarayinu Hashem. You guys should take some Musar to listen to my words." He says, "Take a look at this. Take a look at what you just heard here in the Beis Hamikdash. Who comes to Breyon Elda Ben Reichav Asher Tziba Aspana Vilvilti Shasosiyim Below Shasuara Yom Azeki Shamo Ismit Sasaviim." The Rechavim start listening to Yonah ben Rechav. He was just a forefather. I'm God. You guys don't even bother to listen to me. I told you guys to do tshuva. I sent all these Nevi'im to tell you to do tshuva. And you guys don't listen. The Rechavim, they listen. You guys, you don't listen. You haven't bent your ear to listen. The sons of Yonadab ben Recha performed the commandments, right? And they didn't listen. So Hashem says, so I'm going to bring all the bad that I spoke onto them. Right? I spoke to them and they didn't listen. I called to them, they didn't answer. Right? To the Rechabim, I said, this is what Hashem said. Since you listen to Yonadav, and you listened and you guarded all his mitzvos, the people from Yonadav's family will never be destroyed from you all these days. There's a big difference. There's a huge difference. And the goal for you is to make sure not to get stuck. You need to learn to listen and use the examples from the people around you. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue. Everyone have a great day.